Hey, what's up? Emmy Mack here with your hard and heavy headlines. First up, the winner of the Bandcomp to open Good Things Festival in Sydney this weekend's been decided. Metal trio Teeth took out the Battle of the Bands at Crowbar on Saturday night, and they'll open up the main stage this weekend. It comes after Sisters Doll won the comp down in Melbourne. The Brisbane winner will be decided on Tuesday night. Northlane have shared some thoughts on the representation of metal at mainstream award ceremonies after Channel 9 once again glossed over their big ARIA win in the official broadcast of last week's awards. I caught up with Josh, the band's guitarist and manager, just before the boys' headline show in Brixton, UK, and he says he's of two minds about the whole thing.
You know what? Like, heavy metal was a genre that spawned from people who didn't fit in. We aren't part of the mainstream. We'll never be part of the mainstream. And you know, it's really disappointing for me that, you know, we didn't warrant any airtime, and it's really disappointing for me that there's other fantastic artists out there that are doing really important stuff, like Sampa, for example, that aren't getting the spotlight they deserve at these awards, and everyone's talking about the snake draped around Sophie Monk's shoulders. Got nothing against you, Soph. But, you know, let's think about what this is. I mean, at the end of the day, like, we play this music to the people that aren't part of the mainstream. They're never going to be part of the mainstream. I'd love to just keep metal underground where it belongs forever. As bigger than anyone thinks it is, bigger than anyone cares to realize. And, you know, it's for us. It's not for them anyway.
Overseas, a riot erupted in Mexico after Slipknot and Evanescence cancelled their Knotfest sets for safety reasons. Footage of the chaotic scene shows thousands of angry fans storming the stage, setting fire to Evanescence's drum kit and laying waste to a bunch of other gear. Both bands have taken to social media to apologise for the cancellation and condemn the violence. This message from Evanescence singer Amy Lee.
Mexico City, we are so, so disappointed that we didn't get our chance to play for you tonight at Knotfest because of a safety issue with the barricades, and it wasn't something that could be fixed. We're so sorry, and we were waiting there just like you, hoping that we would get our chance, but it didn't work out tonight.
Elsewhere, Slipknot's own Jay Weinberg's been named the world's best heavy metal drummer. He destroyed the competition in the Music Radar poll, topping a list of tub thumpers that also featured Slayer's Paul Bostaph at number two. And speaking of Slayer, they've just played out their final ever show over in California. The last song they played was Angel of Death before bassist Tom Araya said a heartfelt goodbye to fans.
Time is precious, so I want to thank you for sharing that time with us. Thank you.
The Thrash Kings played their final Aussie dates headlining Download Festival at the start of this year. And keep up to date and get your news on demand at triplemhardandheavy.com.au.